This is VOA News. You must.
Berman. At least 15 people died after several houses in two Mumbai suburbs collapsed due to landslides caused by heavy rainfalls. This is what local officials are saying on Sunday. Rescuers used their hands to dig up the ground to retrieve bodies, local television showed, and authorities said more could be trapped inside the debris. Four of those injured were taken to a nearby hospital, officials said. Local television news channels showed rescuers carrying the injured on makeshift stretchers. The death toll from flooding in Western Europe has climbed above 180 after rescue workers dug deeper into debris left by receding waters. Police put the toll from the hard-hit Ahrweiler area of Western Germany at more than 110 and say the number may still rise. The death toll in a neighboring state is 45 people, including four firefighters, and Belgium has confirmed 27 casualties. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is due to visit Schold, a village near Ahrweiler that was devastated by the flooding. There was flooding Saturday night in the German-Czech border area across the country from where last week's floods hit, and in Germany's southeastern corner and over the border in Austria. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad met this weekend with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Damascus. Wang is the most senior Chinese official to visit Damascus in years. Assad thanked China for its support. Syria is a strong ally of China in the Middle East. Syrian news agency Sana reported that Wang and Assad discussed bilateral relations and further cooperation. Wang's visit was Saturday, the same day that Assad was sworn in for a fourth seven-year term. This is VOA News. The Biden administration is lashing out at Iran for accusing it of delaying a proposed prisoner swap to force a quick resumption of paused indirect nuclear talks. The U.S. State Department is slamming as outrageous comments made by Iran's deputy foreign minister, who blamed the U.S. and Britain for the delay. In a pair of tweets from his verified account, the deputy foreign minister had said the nuclear talks being held in Vienna could not resume until Iran's hardline president-elect is inaugurated in early August. He also said the U.S. and Britain were holding the prisoner swap hostage to the nuclear talks. In response, a State Department spokesman said that the U.S. was prepared to continue talks on prisoners while waiting for the resumption of the nuclear negotiations. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been identified by the country's test and trace system as a contact of a confirmed coronavirus case. But the Prime Minister's office says that unlike most people, he won't have to self-isolate. Johnson met Friday with his health secretary, who later tested positive for COVID-19. Contacts of positive cases usually have to self-isolate for 10 days. But Johnson's office says the prime minister will instead take a daily coronavirus test as part of a pilot project. The same applies to the Treasury secretary, who also was contacted. Jonathan Ashworth of the opposition Labour Party said it looks like there is one role for them and something else for the rest of us. Thousands of people marched around France this weekend to protest President Emmanuel Macron's plans to force vaccination of health workers and require a COVID-19-free certificate to enter places such as bars, restaurants, and cinemas. Macron this week announced sweeping measures to fight a rapid surge in new coronavirus infections, which protesters say infringe on the freedom of choice of those who do not want the COVID shot. The measure had already prompted demonstrations earlier this week, forcing the police to use tear gas to disperse protesters on Bastille Day. Tokyo Olympic organizers on Sunday reported three new cases of COVID-19 infections among athletes as the population of the athletes' village swells ahead of the start of the pandemic-hit games next week. Organizers reported two new cases connected to the Olympics, including media contractors and other personnel. That compares with 15 new cases on Saturday, which included personnel, the first case of infection at the Athletes' Village. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.